Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Chulin Daf Samaches Chulin 68. Today's Daf Yomi, we begin the fourth chapter of Chulin, which is called Behema Hamaksha. An animal, says our Mishnah at the beginning of the chapter, is Behema Hamaksha Leilet. If there is an animal which is in the process of about to give birth, and then a person comes to slaughter it, and as a result of the difficulty of the labor, Hotzi Ubares Yado, the fetus that's in the animal, the fetus that's in the cow, for example, sticks its forearm out of the womb and then vechzira, and then returns it into the womb, and after that the animal is slaughtered, mutter bachila. The animal is permit, this fetus is going to be permitted to be eaten, and the reason is because the fact that it stuck out its arm during the labor, that's not going to be considered like it gave birth and would require its own slaughter. And so that is the law, that such an animal, such a fetus that is found inside the womb of the mother after the animal is slaughtered, is doesn't require its own slaughter. This is the law that is called the law of Ben Pakua, which is like Ben Bakua, like it was split open, because the animal was split open, and after you slaughtered it, you split open the mother, and you found a offspring that is viable. So such an offspring, according to biblical law, does not require slaughter. This is the basic concept which is discussed in this chapter, and it's called a Ben Pakua. So that even though we know that in general every animal requires the slaughter of the two simanim of the trachea and the esophagus in order to allow it to be eaten, which is what we've been discussing for the first three chapters, this fetus is going to be permitted for slaughter, permitted without any slaughter requiring. Nevertheless, Rabbeinu Yeshaya cited in Shita Mekubetz as points out that nevertheless you cannot eat this animal while it is alive, because even though you're not required to slaughter it, you are required to kill it, because the prohibition of Aver Menachai, of taking a limb from a living creature and eating it without killing it, is still valid. And so therefore you would need to, by biblical law, need to kill it, but you're not required to do a ritual slaughter. And so to the other commentaries, like the Pislei Tshuva, also cites that Rabbeinu Yeshaya. However, according to most commentaries, they disagree. They disagree with this position of Rabbeinu Yeshaya, and they say, actually, if there's such an animal, a Ben Pakua, it does not even need to be killed first in order to eat it, but the principle of Aver Menachai wouldn't even apply to such an animal. And so that is an astonishing position, because at first glance it seems incredibly cruel that we're taking this fetus and that you're able to eat it, according to most Rishonim, even without killing it. So, but this is a position that most Rishonim say. There is a discussion amongst the later commentaries where they get into a pilpul as to the nature of why a Ben Pakua is permitted. Are we saying that when you slaughter the mother, it's as though the fetus has been slaughtered already, and so therefore, even though we see this fetus walking around, we're going to say it's permitted because it's as though it was technically slaughtered? Or do we say no, it's like, or we say the fetus has not been considered like it was slaughtered at all? However, it is what's called a gzeiras hakosuv. It's a biblical law, mikol behema tochelu, that you're allowed to eat from such a creature, that if the mother is slaughtered, then the offspring that was in it does not require slaughtering. So are we looking at it as though it was already slaughtered, or are we looking at it by saying that it doesn't require slaughtering? But the law is, however, rabbinically we say that a Ben Pakua, even though biblically we say that such a fetus does not require any slaughter, we say rabbinically that once it puts its feet down on the ground, according to the Chachamim, which is a position cited on 74b, it's going to require Shlita rabbinically, even though biblically it doesn't require it. The rabbis there say rabbinically it does require it. However, according to Rabbi Shimon Chazuri in the Gemara on 74b, it cites his position where it does not need any slaughter at all. Then what's the reason why the rabbis say it requires a slaughter? Because the rabbis are concerned that at that point it's going to look like all the other animals. And so therefore they made a decree that we might get confused with the other animals, and people would say that other animals don't require ritual slaughter. And so therefore, for this reason, For this reason, the rabbis say that rabbinically it requires slaughtering. That's how Rashi understands that the Gemara. But the Rambam says, specifically, when it stands on its feet and it walks, that's when it requires slaughter rabbinically. But the Or Zeruah says, no, that even when it stands, that Or Zeruah is strict, even in a situation where it doesn't even walk at all, but it just stands up, he would say at that point, it still requires the law of slaughtering. But even though we're saying that this concept of ben pekua rabbinically requires slaughter, but since it's a rabbinic concept, then we have other leniency. So if we're saying that we're still required to slaughter it, but there are other things where we're generally stricter about with animals, but in this case, because it would be rabbinic, we would be more lenient. Nevertheless, so just like a ben pekua is itself permitted, we say that the offspring of a ben pekua would also be permitted. But in order for the offspring of the ben pekua to really be permitted, we would have to mate this ben pekua animal with another ben pekua, and that offspring would be completely permitted. So therefore, if we have two ben pekuas that were mating, then indeed their offspring would be completely permitted without a shlita if it didn't walk on the ground. But if it walked on the ground, it would be required a shlita only rabbinically, which would mean that there would be many, many leniencies that would be able to apply to this creature and from all their offspring forever. However, so there would also be stringencies, because the Gemara, we would have a concern that maybe one of those animals will get mixed into other animals. So that for this reason, the laws of ben pekua have never been applied practically on a wide scale out of concerns.